This is Day to Day, a key to last night's New Hampshire surprise, women voters. Our comedic commentators Frangela have their say in a few minutes. I'm Madeline Brand.
First, President George Bush landed in Israel today. This is his first visit there since he's been president. He said again that he hopes Israelis and Palestinians can reach a peace deal. And Pierre's Linda Gredstein is in Jerusalem. Linda, hello. Welcome back to Day to Day. And the president and Prime Minister Ehud Olmert have just finished a news conference as you and I speak. What did they say?
Well, they said a lot of different things. There weren't all that many specifics about whether or not there really is going to be some kind of a breakthrough on this trip. One important thing, at least from Israel's point of view, is some very strong statements by President Bush about Iran, saying that Iran is a threat to world peace. There had been some disagreements between Israel and the United States over just how serious the Iranian nuclear program is. The National Intelligence Estimate of the United States has said that Iran stopped its nuclear program. Israel disagreed, and it seemed that President Bush was trying to reassure Israel on this. He also said that he believes deeply that both the Israeli and Palestinian leaders are very serious about peace and are willing to make the compromises. He also said that if pressure is necessary, he knows how to apply pressure. That said, we still don't really have specifics. Prime Minister Olmert, when asked whether Israel will freeze all settlement construction, including in Har Choma, which is at the southern edge of Jerusalem and which has been a real point of contention, said that Jerusalem is different than the rest of the West Bank and that President Bush had not asked him for anything new. So it seems that, at least on that point, the Palestinians are going to be disappointed.
Let me get back to something you said earlier, and that is Iran. I mean, clearly the president hopes that this trip will be about rapprochement between Israel and the Palestinians. He said that he thinks there's a historic opportunity here, but several spokespeople I've read for Israel Today on the newswire say we want this to be about Iran.
That's a really key issue for Israel. And, you know, Israel believes that Iran is closer to a nuclear bomb than the United States does. And, you know, in their news conference, President Bush said that he does see the Iranian nuclear program as a potential danger. He said that any peaceful nuclear program can easily be converted to a military nuclear program. So I think Israel is pushing for this trip to be about Iran. And I was actually surprised at how much of the news conference was devoted to Iran.
It almost sounds as though they hadn't agreed upon the agenda for the meeting.
It does sound like that. It really does.
So what are the prospects, do you think, at this point for any kind of breakthrough in the peace talks? There was the Annapolis peace meeting back in November where the president got many representatives from the area to come together. What is the prospect for something else to follow up on that?
Since then, in the past 6 weeks, there really has been no progress. The two sides have met repeatedly, and it's sort of degenerated into finger-pointing at each other and accusing each other. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Olmert and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas did agree to begin discussions on the core issues. I mean, that said, the positions are still very far apart.
The president said that he is there to nudge, to push, try to push people along. He said, my trip is something of a super nudge. What kind of personal popularity does he have in Israel? Would it make a difference for him to show up and say, hey, I need for things to happen?
Well, it certainly would make a difference. He is popular in Israel. A lot of Israeli commentators say that he is the most pro-Israel president since Ronald Reagan. He gave an interview to Israel's largest circulation daily, Yedioth Ahronot, a few days ago in which they said if he wants a third term, he should just come and run in Israel because he is so popular. You know, he is really seen as somebody who also understands how Israel feels about the prospect of terrorism, that the U.S. and Israel are on the same page about having to eradicate terrorism. There really is a sense that President Bush understands Israel, that he also understands the religious significance of Israel.
NPR's Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem on the first day of President Bush's Mideast trip. Linda, thank you again.
Thank you.